You had a monster week. Wow. You know, you and I talked a couple of times last week with JV varsity meets both Tuesday and again Wednesday. You got all the guys some course time last week, didn't you?
Yeah, it was an extreme busy week for our guys. Our varsity had two events to play in, and the first one was on Tuesday, like you said, Rich, and that was in Lexington, and it was a Southwest Conference preview, I guess you would say, with all the Southwest Conference teams there sprinkled in with Grand Island Northwest, and you know, North Platte brought a JV team, and Grand Island brought a JV team, but it was primarily Southwest Conference teams, and our guys played well, and we were able to break that 330 mark on Tuesday, shooting 327. And like I said earlier in the week, Rich, you know, it was a total team effort. You know, our guys were able to bring home three medals in that one. Trenton was able to tie for fifth with an 80. Brody Anthony came in with a nice back nine, 39, shot an 81, was in the top 10. And Wyatt Benish was another guy that brought home a medal with an 82. And so to have three guys bring home a medal, and then, you know, Cruz was right there too with an 84, and Asher was there too as well with an 88, and so a total team effort, and that's what we're going to have to need, you know, come on later in the next couple months is some solid scores, and so it's kind of nice to see those guys put some scores together, and so that was a nice victory for us for sure.
I know you mentioned Trenton's kind of begun a little bit of a back injury lately, and hopefully that's getting better for him.
Yo, 100%, and we, you know, he's young. He bounces back and has just been doing some stretches and you know, a little ibuprofen here or there will loosen things up, and so he's been doing way better. I haven't heard him say much about it. You know, it's kind of, I think it's still there, but I don't think it's as bad as what it was last Thursday at Kearney, and so he's definitely on the mend with that, and so good to see our senior back healthy with that, and so, you know, hopefully that continues to be the case with that.
It's also on Tuesday was you sending your kids down to Andrews for the Chase County invite.
Yeah, and so we had a couple guys bring home medals at Andrews, and you know, Trip Riley has been in our varsity lineup pushing for that top five spot, brought home a medal, shooting 86. Lee Davidson was another guy that, you know, Lee's kind of sneaky, I guess you would say, on our team. You know, it's been very consistent around that bogey golf, and it's nice to see Lee break that bogey golf streak and shoot an 87 and bring home a medal. You know, Lee is a quiet worker. What I mean by he's not going to say much in practice. He just puts his head down and goes to work. And so, you know, I don't count Lee Davidson out at all of maybe making a push in our top five because of just his work ethic and how he comes to work every day. And he'll have another opportunity on Tuesday to show himself in a varsity meet. So it's awesome to see Lee and Tripp bring home medals. Walker Coleman has, you know, finished third in our duel early on in the year and was right outside medal contention at the Chase County invite, shooting 94. I think there was one or two holes I wish he would have had back. You know, we always have that, but you know, you eliminate those one or two holes and just eliminate those to maybe a bogey or even a double. Walker's in the 80 mark or in the 80s, and then James Henning had a 98 and Ian Spearman 101. So, you know, had primarily a junior feel there. You know, Tripp, Lee, Ian, and James are all juniors, with Walker being the freshman in that crew. But, you know, nice to have a JV team play at Chase County.
Same format once again when you get to Thursday and you had your varsity over Lachlan and Hastings for that invite.
Yes, and I told the kids if heaven had a golf course, it would be Lachlan Country Club. Obviously, I'm biased, and I went to Hastings College, and I played that course a ton. But I tell you what, Lachlan Country Club, the course conditions were just awesome, Rich. I mean, I'm just standing in the fairway, and I'm just looking at the greens and everything like that. And I'm like, man, this is pretty sweet. You know, it was an awesome atmosphere for our kids. And you know, saw a surprise on the golf course. Thought it was Tom Cruise, but it actually turned out to be Reed Loop. So, Reed grew out a mustache, so it was cool to see Reed. Reed goes to Hastings College, plays for their team, and it's nice to have him out there supporting our kids, and it was fun to catch up with Reed. And so, but our kids, you know, battled. It was a way tougher field. I should say, because, you know, Kearney brought their varsity, Grand Island brought their varsity. Kearney Catholic has been a primary dominant team in C1. Grand Island Central Catholic has been another dominant team in C1. And so, you know, we were able to finish sixth out of 13 teams, you know, and a couple strokes out of being in that top five. And, you know, we broke the 320 mark again, shooting a 329. You know, Wyatt Benish should have brought home a medal. He tied for 14th, but unfortunately lost in the scorecard playoff and was 16th and kind of wasn't able to bring home a medal, but, you know, played really solid golf. Wyatt, man, I tell you what, his ball striking is really good right now. He's just got to get some things cleaned up with short game, and that 80 definitely could have been a 74, 75 pretty easily. You know, and Cruz McCarty is starting to find his groove again and shot an 81, which was awesome, and Trenton Riley shot an 82, and both Brody Anthony and Asher Wilson shot 86. So once again, another total team effort, you know, as far as got a lot of guys in the 80s right now waiting to crack that, you know, 80 mark and get into the 70s. I feel like that's going to come up this week. But, you know, there's some things that we talked about in practice yesterday that definitely are some things that we got to work on and to make that happen. But definitely the kids are showing the effort to get that done for sure.
And then you sent some of your kids up to the Med Valley invited Arrowhead Meadow Golf Course on Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, had some good individual efforts there. I think, you know, for some reason that field the course played a little bit tougher than what I was anticipating. You know, 77 won it. Shout out to Braden Melcher out of Hitchcock County for winning it. But, you know, the scores, you know, just looking at, you know, the Class D and Class C scores, you know, there's a lot of kids that were right around that, you know, par mark, you know, whether it's Houston Billiter or Jack Baker or, you know, the number one player from Chase County. They're all kind of around that par mark on some other courses, but for some reason Arrowhead Meadows played a little bit tougher, and there was a lot more lower to mid 80 scores there, and so that kind of reflected, I think, on our JV scores, why they were a little bit higher. You know, but you know, Eli Smith shot a 103 to lead our team, and you know, Eli had some bright spots in there, but obviously some things to work on it with that. But you know, Braxton Eiler is a kid that has really progressed in our program the last couple weeks and was second on the reserve team shooting a 106. And you know, Bronson Frazier continues to make improvements and shoots a 113, and Caleb Rogers 118, and Abel Wilson 120. But you know, I think the rough was pretty thick. They mowed the greens and they were pretty quick, and so I think it just made for a little bit tougher, you know, conditions out there. But, you know, when I saw the scores come in from Coach Unger, the scores overall, I think in the whole entire field, were higher than what I was anticipating, and that kind of reflected on our team as well.
So good meets once again last week. Everybody on the course, you'll go Tuesday, Thursday again this week, and get ready for this very, very special meet, the Ron Coleman invite. Always pretty good one at Heritage Hills, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to have, you know, 13, 14 teams there for the Ron Coleman invite. Once again, primarily Southwest Conference teams going to be here with Broken Bow, Minden, Ogallala. But we'll bring down Alliance from the Panhandle. York from the eastern part of the state will come down. We have a Colby, Kansas school coming in with Heartland Christian. And North Platte will be here as well. So it'll be a tough field. We're excited to play on our home track. You know, it's always fun to play on your home track to show what you can do, and I think our guys are really excited about it, especially being, you know, as inexperienced as we are. It's kind of they'll have a level of comfort, but for the fact we know every shot, we've played this course a million times, and now it's time to just go tee it up, relax, and just go play.
And you'll have two teams in this one, won't you?
Yep. So we'll have our varsity team. It'll be the same team of what we played last year with, you know, a little bit of a change on our JV. You know, Eli Smith is going to be on our JV team with, Tripp Riley, Lee Davidson, Walker Coleman, and Ian Spearman, and Eli Smith will be our JV kids going to play. But, you know, Trenton and Brody Cruz and Wyatt and Asher will be our varsity guys going up to tee it up. But, you know, I tell you what, those JV kids are chomping at the bit, Rich. I'm telling you what, to go show what they can do. So hopefully they make my life a little bit more stressful by coming in with some really good scores, and so it makes me have to make some decisions on what we're going to do in the future. And so we're excited about the Ron Coleman invite. You know, I always bring in a former player of Coach RC. You know, last year was Tyler Loop. The year before was Clint Coleman. This year it's going to be Brandon Crick. So it's always nice to hear those messages of Coach RC and the good messages that they bring. And so it's always fun on that Monday to hear that. And then, you know, hopefully we can go out there and do it justice. And then we're going to turn around on Thursday and play Gothenburg Invite, and playing Wild Horse is always a treat. And we're excited, and there'll be some different teams there with Aurora and some other teams. And so it'll be nice to play Gothenburg later in the week. But we're all sights are focused on Tuesday and trying to get a victory on Tuesday at the RC Invite.
I think I've asked you this before in past years, but the RC Invite and your home meets at Heritage Hills, who decides on hole placement, like for this meet? Do you decide? Does Mr. Nichols get with you? Do the guys at Heritage Hills decide? Who decides all that?
Like the pin placement?
There we go.
I stay out of that. That's all Clint and Chris Vaughn. So if they have complaints, I refer it to our superintendents out there. So hole placements are always great, but I tell you what, if you get the wind whipping out there, it doesn't matter where you put those pin placements, there's going to be some that are tough. And, you know, our course is unique. You know, our kids probably don't think it's as tough, but when you get some out-of-town teams coming in, Heritage Hills is kind of an intimidating track. You know, you got to be able to carry your ball to the placements that you need and definitely get the ball airborne, because if you don't, you're going to be in some deep trouble. But, you know, our course definitely presents challenges to kids. Teams usually, traditionally in the past, score a little bit higher on our course. I don't know why. It's not longer than Lachlan Country Club. It's not longer than any of the other courses that we play. But our course definitely presents challenges, which is an extreme advantage for us. Looks like the weather is going to be a little hot.
90 degrees.
Yeah, 90 degrees. Ugh. So Mr. Nichols is going to make sure to have some water bottles on the golf course to keep our kids hydrated. But, you know, starting at 9:30 in the morning, hopefully we're done around that 3 o'clock mark before it gets too scorching hot for us. But, you know, excited about the opportunity on Tuesday for sure.
Always going to be good. You always want to win your home invite, don't you?
No, without a doubt. Yeah. You know, it means a lot, especially for, you know, all the alumni. There's extreme amount of support that we have in our community. There's a stream of amount of support from the alumni that we have in our program. I constantly get texts from former players. They're always looking to see how we're doing, and they always look at the RC invite, and hopefully they have some good memories of, you know, Coach RC, Coach Haney, or whoever coached them in this program, Coach Joe Vetrosky, and have a smile on their face when we go and tee up for the RC invite.